Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And how's this for irony? A video about bacteria has gone viral. It's a video of bacteria evolving very quickly to be resistant to different levels of antibiotics, something that worries scientists because predictions are that by 2050, infections that can't be cured with antibiotics could kill 10 million people a year. One of the people behind the video is Michael Baim, a postdoctoral fellow at the Khashoggi Lab at Harvard Medical School. He worked on the video with Roy Khashoggi and also, by the way, went to high school with me. Michael, great to see you.
Great to see you again, too, Jeremy.
And tell us exactly what you did here.
So what we ultimately did was build a 2-foot by 4-foot Petri dish.
Okay.
And this video that I guess has been going around.
And we'll put it at hereandnow.org.
Great. What you see is a top view of this Petri dish. And on the outside of the dish, there are two bands that have no antibiotics. And then as you move towards the center, there's increasingly much antibiotic. So that in order to spread across the plate and take up those nutrients to grow, bacteria need to evolve antibiotic resistance.
And you watch on this video, and it's incredible, the bacteria getting to the line where there's a certain level of antibiotic, and it sits there for a second, and then it evolves and mutates and figures out how to get past that.
Yeah, what happens is that most of the bacteria are very sensitive to antibiotics. And as they get to the front, there are a few mutants in that population that can survive just a little bit more. Those are able to move ahead of the rest of the bacteria and then spread out to the point where they no longer can survive. And then mutants in that population can move ahead again. And by this process of successively gaining mutations that give a little more and a little more antibiotic resistance, we end up with enormous amounts of resistance in a very, very short amount of time.
And in this case, it took, what, 11 days for the—
The video that you've seen takes 11 days, and I've run it several times since, and it's actually very consistent in how long it takes.
Is that comparable to what it would take in the real world, or is it just such a contained space that you would never move that fast?
There are a couple reasons why it would happen much, much faster here than in the real world. One of the main ones is there are a lot of bacteria there, and the plate's basically bacterial Disneyland. They have all the nutrients they need to survive and grow and no immune system trying to kill them. So you can get enormous populations that don't have to worry about all of these other factors that bacteria need to deal with in the real world. The hope is that sort of the same pathways that give resistance to antibiotics in the real world will show up in this dish and allow us to study those reproducibly and carefully in a much shorter period of time.
And figure out a way to stop them from mutating?
I mean, we can never stop bacteria from mutating. They're going to evolve no matter what we do. The hope is that if we can understand the way that they're going to evolve, we can come up with treatments that predict this, anticipate it, and hopefully avoid the evolution of more resistance to the extent possible.
Now, there's nothing new really about this idea that bacteria will evolve and mutate and become resistant. Why do you think that this video, this short video that you've done, has attracted so much attention?
I think what's so compelling about it is that you can actually see evolution as it happens. This actually originally came from a class that Tammy and Roy Khashoggi were teaching at Harvard Medical School. On evolution. And it just so happened that Roy had seen this amazing ad for the movie Contagion. Remember that from a few years ago? Where they had built a giant Petri dish and made it spell out the word contagion. And so Roy and Tammy had this idea, you know, this would be a really great way to show the class what evolution looks like. And so we built this Petri dish. And, you know, the first time we saw it, it was incredible because we've been making these abstract models and descriptions and drawings of evolution in the past. But here it was, all of these things we've been talking about, mutation, competition, selection, literally happening right before our eyes.
Were you surprised at how quickly the bacteria evolved?
Yeah. I think There have definitely been other experiments where people have seen evolution that fast, maybe even faster. But what was really surprising was the consistency with which it happened. You know, the two sides of this plate, they don't talk to each other.
And yet they got to the middle basically at the same
exactly.
time.
They don't know that the other one's there, and yet they tie. There is sort of a race, and they get there at the same time. And we run the experiment again, and it takes the same amount of time. And I think one of the real surprises wasn't the speed, but the consistency.
Well, I encourage people to watch the video. And again, we'll put it at hereandnow.org. Michael Boehm, a postdoc at the Khashoggi Lab at Harvard Medical School. He worked on this with Roee Khashoggi. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.